It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Is that the kind of thing you do when you've smoked some weed? You go organize your Tupperware drawer?
This is Marconi award-winning.
When you've smoked a giant weed or two.
Just a giant weed.
Yeah, I guess so, Norm.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
You have to memorize a script? No, you got to go this and touch the V.
Embarrassing, isn't it?
Don't put me in it. You said it. Well, if that's the case, sign me the hell up.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Oh, well, here we go. Let's do the emergency break of the week, brought to us by Classic BMW. We'll give you three candidates, and you get the vote on them at 888-787-1310. First couple of candidates come to us from late last week. First up, Corby from The Hardline. We're talking about how Oral Roberts, the evangelist himself, later a college name for him, and they made it into the NCAA tournament, advanced a couple of rounds. He had that vision when he saw the 900-foot Jesus. Well, that inspired a MC in Dallas to call himself just that, MC 900-foot Jesus. So Corby thought he would play a track from this artist, and once again, Corby didn't preview it.
And here, you can pull this up, Mino. I know this song was played on MTV.
Oh, yeah, I know this.
If I only had a brain. And Skin said he was very, very legit back then. Like,
suppose I accidentally got my shit together.
Oh!
Man, I can't believe 900-foot Jesus would say that.
We got it, but wow.
It's the only song on here that doesn't say explicit. Sorry, but anyway, MC 900-foot Jesus.
Funny line by Ty.
Yeah. Corby suffers from that time to time, just not previewing something and just assuming, oh, well, it doesn't have explicit on there, so I guess it's fine. All right, one more spin.
And here, you can pull this up, Mino. I know this song was played on MTV.
Oh, yeah, I know this.
If I only had a brain. And Skin said he was very, very legit back then. Like,
suppose I accidentally got my shit together.
Oh!
Oh! Man, I can't believe 900-foot Jesus would say that.
We got it, but wow.
It's the only song on here that doesn't say explicit. Sorry, but anyway, MC 900-foot Jesus.
Love how Corby stopped talking just in time to hit that post. And suppose I actually got my... There's Corby as candidate number one. We also had another audio mishap last Friday. This is from 10 to noon, the Normandy invasion. Now, this was Donnie with Matt McLaren, who was in for Norm. And they were just, you know, saying hi to each other and saying hi to Julie. And somehow Julie left something up in the ticker room or on her computer if she was at home. I think she was in the ticker room.
She was in the ticker room, yes.
Okay.
Something was left up on the board.
And because it was left up on the board in the ticker room, we got this moment.
The big man for Gonzaga is going to join us at 10:50. I'm pretty excited about this. It's a local kid from Richardson. Man. And we're going to talk to him about what's going on down in Indy and how they're feeling about going into this thing, trying to be the second undefeated champ to ever win a national championship.
Rolling coal, man.
What was that again?
Hmm. What was that?
That was a Southwest Airlines pilot, I believe. Somebody hooked in somewhere?
Did you not play anything, Jer?
I didn't play anything.
Somebody's computer plugged into something?
You? No.
No?
I'm not plugged in at all.
No, that's that clip from that Southwest pilot that went nuts and was like dropping F-bombs left and right after takeoff.
Did we just hear an F-bomb?
I think we did.
I think we did.
Did
I heard
dump it?
F.
I dumped it, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know what it was.
Where did that come from?
Does somebody have it pulled up somewhere? Saad, what are you doing?
Julie?
Saad's computer is not up. The only computer.
How did that happen?
It might have been from in here.
Oh, Julie.
There was a button still up that I guess DJ had up that's never up.
Oh, great. So DJ's
just a big
doing
F-bomb
it.
F-bomb just happened on. I was like, what the hell is that?
That's what I thought. I was like, what? Hello?
I guess he had this Adobe thing turned on. And then.
It must have played off that computer then and there. He must have been looking at it.
I liked Jer's tweet that said I made a comment earlier tonight.
Oh, because I posted the video audio.
That's what it was.
Of that. I posted the.
I made a comment earlier tonight.
And somehow Julie played.
And the whole F went out.
Oh, that was beautiful.
That's why I just said, excuse me?
We all just looked at each other like,
the Southwest Airlines.
No.
That happened last week, Jer, when we were out?
Yeah, last Friday.
Oh, man, I missed that. It was pretty funny, though. It was like they were picking up air traffic control. Guy drops.
Well, he was ranting. He was very Tom Brenneman-like, and air traffic control heard it and said he was talking into an open mic, and he just doubled down on it.
Oh, man.
Jeez.
Okay.
Well, maybe he listened to that about his comment earlier tonight. Well, we'll pin that on Julie because that was her technical mistake that led to that e-break. And then candidate number three. We haven't had this happen for a while. It happened early in the Dragon Den in the pandemic when Dan would have problems with his bottom. Apparently, he had another problem and Jake called him out on it and it totally stopped their show.
You just wanted to use that word.
Yep.
So, and I'll allow it.
Thank you.
But I mean, dude, back in the same. Stop the music.
Only you can hear that.
What do you do?
That was the loudest one yet. That was a big fart.
Look at him. His leg is propped up and everything.
Don't double bang that. That was a big fart.
Jake's not having it.
Will you apologize to me? You aimed
you
it
want
at
to apologize?
You aimed it at me.
No, I've been sitting like this for a half hour. I didn't.
You were not sitting like that during Business Tuesday.
Turn and aim. Well, I was in my different mode. Now I'm in my relaxed mode.
That was a big fart.
That's so wrong. I love the disgust in Jake's voice. And just the Dan, it doesn't matter if it's a dog or, in this case, bottom air. What? I was just sitting here and thought you'd be a professional broadcaster and keep broadcasting.
You know, something serious is happening on any show when they ask to stop the music.
Yeah, wait a minute. Stop that. Yeah, just to that point, Jared, let me hear the early disgust in Jake's voice.
You just wanted to use that word.
Yep.
So. And I'll allow it.
Thank you.
But I mean, dude, back in the same. Stop the music.
Only
and apparently.
What do you do?
It must have happened right when Jake said, right in the same, like when he was talking, because Jer has not been able to isolate.
Yeah, our forensic team was unable to isolate the specific moment that filth escaped from Dan's bottom.
Yeah.
But it sounds like it did happen. And it did stop the show, so Dan is candidate number three. So is it Corby and MC 900-foot Jesus, Julie and the pilot, or Dan with an air blast? 888-787-1310. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Vaginal slice, born.
Amazing. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio.
Come on, on your radio.
Well, she did call.
Sorry about Chris Beard.
He can die, and I just want to vote for Julie Dobbs, just, you know. And I tell you what, Giorgio, you're right. When the Longhorns come to Lubbock next year, it's going to be game on. Just ask Baker Mayfield what happened when he came to town. Love you.
Everybody is so wound up in Lubbock.
Man, that's funny. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yeah, I'd like to vote for Julie's F-bomb over Corby's F-bomb and Hooter Brown.
Thank you. Hello, you're on the ticket, America's favorite radio station.
Yeah.
Yeah, go.
All right, I want to vote for Mr. L. Deerme Pudding himself, Corby Davidson.
Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins E-Break?
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
Who's this?
This is Lisa.
Oh, disgruntled Lisa, or what do we call her?
What are we? No, it's confrontational Lisa. What do we call you?
Combative.
Combative Lisa. Yeah. That's right.
I'd like to apologize for calling the P1s weirdos.
Thank you.
Oh, that's sweet.
I know they're a tad bit weird.
Okay,
and
that
I'd
didn't
like
help.
To vote for Julie.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thank
you. She was in a better mood this morning.
Yeah. Bye.
You're in Good Friday. She's in a much better mood. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I have a cast on my arm from 1987, and I won't take it off because Dexter Klingscale signed it.
Yeah, I remember Dexter Klingscale, number 47.
You've had a cast on your arm since 1987.
Because Dexter Klingscale signed it.
That's funny.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the E-Break?
I would like to vote on the E-Break, please.
Okay.
Who is this?
This is Gordon's Oswald tree.
My Oswald tree?
That's insane.
No, you had one of
what
those.
What is that?
Your Christmas tree in the shape of Oswald.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, tree, go ahead.
Thank you. I would like to vote for number 3, and I'll see you in a minute or Christmas time, Gordon.
Oh, that's really
what
creepy.
What is going on?
Man.
Oh, no.
I don't understand the world
right
now.
It's your tree. It's your
obviously.
Tree. So. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the E-Break?
Good morning, musers.
Morning.
First things first, Jer, you're my leader.
Dude. I probably should dump that.
Yeah, I got rid of it.
Dump out of that one. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the E-Break? Hello?
Hello.
Yes.
I'd like to call into the E-Break.
You already have.
Just vote, dude.
I'm homeless and I have a 401k.
See, oh, George, that's your dream.
It happens. Not my dream.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you it happens.
Giorgio wants more people like you.
James Washington should have been MVP of that Super Bowl.
Good God.
Look at the stats.
You've got Cowboys safety now. Talk here this morning. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins? Oh, is he still there?
What?
No, he's not.
Oh, okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Well, look what we got ourselves here.
It's medieval bully. Yeah.
If it isn't a little morning spoke. Talk radio show.
All right.
Yeah, sure enough, yep.
I think I'd like to vote for Julie Dobbs this evening.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, that good. Much attitude.
Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins the E-Break?
Hey, is this George Dunham?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, George, I want to vote for Kirby Hoka and Kirby's Army going after that turncoat Chris Beard, and I'll hang up and listen.
Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the E-Break?
Yes, I'd like to vote for Nuclear Launch Code Dan. And speaking of honeybees, y'all need to revisit the Jackass scene where Dave England and Steve-O play tetherball with a beehive. It's great.
Oh, my gosh.
I think I saw that. That's pretty awesome.
Tetherball with a beehive.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
This is a 13-time NASCAR champion, Ricky Bobby, and I'd like to vote for MC 900 foot tall Jesus. And I like
get rid of that.
No.
God. Can we count as vote for Julie?
No.
No.
Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, guys, it's Sing Along Friday with Gordo's favorite song. And I said, and come on, guys. What's going on?
Ribby.
You say, Dan, what's going on?
I think.
Yeah, I think you did too. That's E-Break, man. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, Dunham.
Yeah.
Man, I sure hated to see UNT lose the other day in the tourney.
There's the tough one. Just vote, dude.
Dude, how's your brown eye?
God.
I do have brown eyes. They're fine. They're fine. Yeah, I had the eye injury the other day. It's better. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
You know who it is, baby. It's the one, the only, Dickie V. And my vote is going all the way to the top. I'm going to win the bracket. I'm going to vitalitize him. And I've got to put my vote in, baby, for Bananimated.
That's Julie, and that is a win, ladies and gentlemen. Julie Dobbs has won another e-break.
The big man for Gonzaga is going to join us at 10:50. I'm pretty excited about this. It's a local kid from Richardson. Man. And we're going to talk to him about what's going on down in Indy and how they're feeling about going into this thing, trying to be the second undefeated champ to ever win a national championship.
Rolling cold, man.
What was that again?
What was that?
That was a Southwest Airlines pilot, I believe. Somebody hooked in somewhere?
Did you not play anything, Jer?
I didn't play anything.
You got somebody's computer plugged into something?
You? No.
No?
I'm not plugged in at all.
No, that's that clip from that Southwest pilot that went nuts and was like dropping F-bombs left and right after takeoff.
Did we just hear an F-bomb?
I think we did.
I think we did.
Did
I
we
heard
dump it?
F.
I dumped it, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know what it was.
Where did that come from?
Does somebody have it pulled up somewhere? Saad, what are you doing?
Julie?
Saad's computer is not up. The only
how did that happen?
Up. It might have been from in here.
Oh, Julie.
There was a button still up that I guess DJ had up that's never up.
Oh, great. So DJ's
just a big
doing
F-bomb
it.
F-bomb just happened. I was like, what the hell is that?
That's what I thought. I was like, what? Hello?
Well,
it's nothing that she said.
Thing turned on.
But with a technical mistake, she did stop down the show. And how many wins is that for Julie?
That is her fifth win. She's 114 behind Lil Norman X Hiscus.
All right, way to go, Julie. It's 8:10 on the ticket. We go to the Final Four this weekend. A couple of teams from Texas are in it. And it brings back memories of the team that made me fall in love with college basketball. We'll talk about that here in just 4 minutes.